five formations that they line up in, splitting the wide receivers, strong right for Jason Bracken. Defense shows blitz for Blairsville. Give, this is Hopkins. Hopkins fumbles the football, and it looks like Blairsville may have it in the backfield. They do. Hopkins tried to run the ball off of left tackle. He was hit hard, coughed up the football, and the Bobcats have recovered.
Oh, my, that's a big break. That's a big break if you're rooting for those Bobcats. They gave the ball away down deep, and then Purchase line unable to take advantage of it. They turned it back over.
If you didn't hear, Scott's Shakrew fell on the ball at the 9-yard line. In that situation, since he recovered the ball in the backfield, you almost wondered if he couldn't pick it up and run. But he did the safe thing and fell on it. So now the Bobcats dodge yet another bullet, and they have the ball at their own 9-yard line. This is a give to Ben Smith on the right tackle. He turns over to the 20. He could go to the 30, the 40, the 50. He's 5 yards ahead of him, increasing speed at the 30, the 20, the 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Blairsville. A 91-yard run by Ben Smith has put the Bobcats up by 2 touchdowns with 6:49 remaining in the first half.
Boy, you just have to look back across that field. There's no yellow on the field. And a big play. He just outran everybody. A big play. That's his second score tonight. Boy, did they bring him out of the hole.
Ben Smith, unquestionably his biggest run of the year and the biggest run we've seen all year long. 91 yards. Anton Sulkowski comes on for the PAT. Heiberger will hold, and for the injured Matt Doak. The Bobcats will go for one. Sulkowski hasn't missed one all year, I believe. He's 4 for 4 if memory serves. Snap, and from the tee, the straight-ahead kick is up, and it is true. 14-0, the Bobcats lead Purchase line here with 6:49 remaining in the first half at Commodore, Pennsylvania. You're listening to Bobcats football on Lucky 106.3.